I want to see if you can guess who he is.
有没有人认识这个人？他不是打篮球的。
You could probably guess he's not a basketball player, right?
你也许已经猜到了他不是打篮球的。
Does anybody know who he is?
你们知道他吗？
No one here?
没人知道。
His name is Joshua Bell.
这就是约书亚·贝尔。
He's considered one of the finest violinists in the whole world.
他就是现今世界上最出色的小提琴手。
And a few years ago, he did a very unusual thing in Washington, D.C.
几年以前他在华盛顿那个地方做了一件事情。
He had just gone from Boston, where he sold out the Boston Symphony Hall for hundreds of dollars a seat for people to come and hear him play.
他在波士顿交响乐的演出那时候他的票卖到100多块钱，而且都卖光了。
And then he went to Washington, D.C. and went into one of the subway stations and opened up his violin case and began to play in the subway.
他从波士顿坐火车到华盛顿，然后在那个地方的地铁站里面打开了他的琴盒，开始在地铁通道里面表演小提琴。
Thousands of people streamed by on their way to work, and he sat there and played some of the most beautiful violin music ever written.
成千上万的人从他面前走过，他正在表演的是世界上最优美的小提琴曲。
And what was amazing, out of all of those people that came by, hardly any of them stopped to listen to him.
有意思的是，成千上万的人从他面前经过，但是很少有人会停下来听他表演。
He had a little hat out in front of him for people to put money in.
他前面放了一个空帽子，等着人们往里面扔钱。
He collected $23.
他一共挣了23块钱。
One of the finest violin players in the world, but most people did not take time to listen.
世界上最出色的小提琴手在那里演奏，但是没有人静下心去听。
And I believe it's the same way with us, with God.
我们和神之间也是如此。
God wants to communicate so much to our lives, but do we take time to listen to Him?
神是多么迫切的要和我们交流，但是我们能静下心来听吗？
I find in our churches we talk a lot about God and we talk to God, but very rarely do we take time to really learn how to listen to God.
牧师发现他们在教会当中花很多时间去讲神的事情，也花很多时间向神祷告，但是却很少去听神的话。
I believe it's something that is very important for us in our Christian life that we learn to listen to God.
在我们基督徒的属灵生活当中，学习倾听神的声音是一件非常重要的事情。
And I believe God has a word for each of us here today as we open His word and hopefully grow in our ability to listen to Him.
我相信神对在座的每一位今天都要讲一些话。
Let me pray and let's invite him in to teach us this afternoon.
我们先祷告，邀请神来到我们当中。
Lord, your servants are here and we have come to listen to you. Would you speak to us now?
主啊，你的仆人们在此，我们今天来到你的面前，想听你向我们讲话，求你对我们讲话。
Would you teach us what it means to listen to you today?
求你今天教导我们，倾听你的声音是什么样子的。
Teach us how we can better recognize and discern and respond to your voice.
教导我们如何分辨你的声音，如何遵从你的声音。
We just invite you into our service and into our lives anew today, in Jesus' name. Amen.
今天以耶稣基督的名邀请你来到我们当中。Amen.
So the passage I just read to the children is going to be the centerpiece of our sermon. It's in John chapter 10.
我们刚才给小朋友讲的约翰福音第十章的几节经文是今天的重点。
And Jesus uses this passage to teach some vital truths about what it means to listen to God, not only back then, but today as well.
耶稣用这几句话告诉我们去听神的声音的一些非常重要的东西，在当时是很重要，在今天同样如此。
Do you know when you're watching television and maybe you're watching your favorite show and all of a sudden they have a message come on TV?
你们有没有有时候正在看电视的时候，正在看你最喜欢的节目，突然电视上出现一条消息
？It says we now interrupt this regularly scheduled program to tell you this.
就写的说，现在我们不得不打断既定的节目，因为要告诉你一个很重要的事情。
And we usually don't like that because it's usually bad news that something tragic has happened in our world.
大家一般不喜欢这种，因为这个消息以来都是一些坏消息，一些世界上的一些坏事情发生了。
I think most of us live our lives along every day just full of noise and full of activity, and yet God wants to come in and interrupt our program so he can speak a message to us.
这就像我们的人生每天都很忙碌，充满了各种各样的计划和节目，但是神有的时候不得不打乱我们既定的计划，跟我们讲一些事情。
Jesus teaches in this passage here, he says in verse 1, I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a robber.
耶稣在第一节对我们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，人进羊圈不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。
He's basically saying there are other people out there that are trying to speak into your lives. They will lead you in different directions, and those are voices from the world, voices from the devil himself that we hear all the time.
耶稣就是告诉我们，在世界上我们听到很多别的声音。有世界的声音，魔鬼的声音，这些声音都试图把我们从主的那里吸引到别的地方去。
He shows us there's a couple of ways that we can distinguish God's voice from other voices.
主也告诉我们一些办法，让我们能够分辨主的声音还有别人的声音。
One of the things he says is that the other voices don't enter through the gate.
第一个办法就是他说别的人不是从门进去的。
They try to climb in over the walls and they are thieves and robbers.
他们从墙爬上去，因为他们是盗贼，是强盗。
But the good shepherd, the true lover and owner of the sheep, he enters through the gate.
但是羊的好牧人，那个爱他们的牧人，他是从门进去的。
There's a couple of different layers to this because Jesus is our good shepherd.
这句话有很多不同的启示。第一个启示就是耶稣是我们的牧人。
But he's also the gate.
但是同时他也是那一扇门。
He says in another passage of scripture, I am the gate and he's the only way for us to get to God is through Jesus.
他在别的地方也提到他就是门，他就是道路。除了通过他，没有人可以到神那里去。
So God will speak through Jesus to our lives today. And any voice you hear that's not through Jesus is one of those voices that's not of God.
所以今天神对我们讲话的时候，都是通过主耶稣基督对我们讲的话。如果你听到的声音不是从耶稣来的，那就不是神的声音。
He goes on and says that the shepherd comes in and calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out.
他接下去说，他按照名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。
And the sheep listen to his voice.
羊也听他的声音。
How do they know it's his voice?
羊怎么知道是他的声音呢？
Well, it says they know his voice because they know him. They know the shepherd. They have been around him for a long time.
羊认得主人的声音是因为他们跟牧人一起很长时间，对他很熟悉。
I'm not sure if you've had this experience, but the longer I've been a Christian and the more I've followed Jesus, the more I've learned to be able to recognize his voice.
不知道大家有没有类似的感受？牧师他觉得他跟随主的时间越长，他对主的声音就越熟悉，他就越知道什么声音是从神那里来的。
I find many people that are new believers in Christ, and they're not sure yet exactly how God is speaking to them because they don't know how to recognize Jesus' voice yet.
许多刚信主的人不是很清楚，不知道怎么分辨神的声音。
Does anyone here have a pet at home? Dog, cat, anything?
有人家里有宠物吗？猫狗之类的。
Pets. Some pets. Not too many pets here.
你们不养宠物啊。
When you have pets and you get to know them, we have dogs, cats at our house.
你们养了宠物，你们就对宠物很熟悉了。
Over time, they know what your voice is because you're their owner.
因为你是他的主人，时间一长，你的宠物就知道你的声音。
And whenever we call them, we're usually going to give them food, which is a very good thing for them.
你叫他们，特别是你给他们吃的的时候。
So when I call them Bentley, Roxy, they come running because they know that they're going to get a good thing and they recognize my voice.
你一叫他们，他们马上就跑过来，因为他知道你要为他们吃好吃的了。
Once you get married, after a while, you know the voice of your husband or your wife very well.
如果你结了婚，你就对自己配偶的声音也十分的熟悉。
After you have been coming to church for a number of years and you have the same pastor, like Pastor Jonathan here, you'll get to know his voice very well.
你到一个教会时间长了，你对牧师的声音也很熟悉。
I call the people from my church and I'll say one word and they instantly recognize my voice. Because they have to hear me every week.
他叫他自己教会的人只要吱一声那个人就过来了因为他已经在教会很长时间了。
God wants us to become that familiar with his voice. He wants us to know his voice.
神就希望我们能够像这样子的熟悉他的声音认得他的声音。
One of the barriers we have to get over in trying to understand how God is speaking to us,
了解神如何对我们讲话有一个障碍
is that we need to believe that God is still speaking to us today.
就是你必须要相信神今天还是在和我们讲话的。
Oftentimes people think, well, I don't know that God's even around anymore, so how can he speak to my life today?
许多人觉得他们都不知道神在哪里，更不要提他对自己讲话了。
Let me share a story with you that illustrates that.
给大家讲一个小故事。
A man is driving out in the country in his car when his car stops all of a sudden in the middle of this deserted country area.
有一个人开着车在旷野里面，突然车停了下来。
He gets out and he opens up the hood of the car and he begins to look at the engine.
他就下了车，打开前面的盖子，查看自己的引擎。
As his head is stuck underneath the engine, he hears a voice from across the street.
当他把头放到这个发动机旁边的时候，听到马路对面传来一个声音。
The voice said, "Take your screwdriver and tap three times on the radiator cap."
那个声音就说拿着你的改锥在那个散热器上敲三次。
And then hit the carburetor with it.
Pardon me?
Carburetor. It's another car part.
然后再敲另外一个地方。
The man is shocked. He wonders who the heck said this. He pulls his head out of the car and looks across the street and sees two horses sitting there.
这个人特别惊讶，他就把脑袋拿出来一看，哎，马路对面有两只马。
There's a brown horse and a white horse, and the white horse opens his mouth and speaks to the man again and says, "Tap the carburetor twice with your screwdriver."
有一个枣红马，一只大白马，那个马就跟他说，又跟他说了一遍，你把改锥放在那个东西上敲一敲。
The man is amazed, but he does it anyways, and he taps the carburetor, gets in the car, turns the key, and it starts right up.
他就按着马说的做了，然后呢，一开发动机，哎，那个车就会动了。
He's pretty shaken up about this whole experience, so he drives into the nearest town.
他就非常的惊讶，然后开到临近的一个小镇上。
And he drives into a bar, and he goes in and he orders a big glass of whiskey from the bartender.
他开到一个酒吧里面，要了一大杯威士忌。
He says to the bartender, "You won't believe." What just happened to me out there?
他对那个酒吧的人说：“你们不能相信我刚才看到什么事儿了。
And he recounted the whole story of the horses, and he told the bartender, he said, "You probably think I'm crazy."
”他就把这个马教他修车的事儿说了，然后他就说：“你们肯定觉得我脑子不正常。
The bartender said back to him, "No, I don't think you're crazy. You're just really lucky."
然后那些人说：“我们不觉得你不正常，你就是非常的幸运。
”Man said, "How can I be lucky?"
他说：“我怎么会这么幸运呢？”
And the bartender said, "Because the white horse is the only one that knows how to fix cars. The brown horse doesn't know anything about cars."
他说：“因为那个跟他说话那个白马是，知道怎么修车的，那个枣红马他不懂修车。”
Now I realize that for some of you today, the thought that God can speak to us today is about as scary or maybe even as weird as a horse speaking to you about your car.
对我们大家有些人来说，在今天好像神对我们讲话，听起来就有点像那个马对修车的人讲话，那么离奇不可思议。
But consider this: the God, the creator of the universe, who spoke into being the entire universe.
但是你再想一想，神造了整个的宇宙，宇宙万物都是他的。
Who sent his only son? And he called him the Word of God made flesh.
他把他的独生爱子送给我们，就是，这个，就是起初那个，道。
Who gave us his teaching and he preserved it in the Bible, what we call the Word of God.
他又把他所有的教导告诉我们，记录在圣经里，就是我们所说的神的话。
Doesn't it seem likely that he would still be trying to communicate with us today?
那么既然是这样，那他今天还在跟我们讲话，有什么不对呢？
Our problem is that many times, maybe we have heard people say, "God spoke to me and told me this."
我们的问题就是，很多时候听到有的人说，今天我听到神对我讲话，神是这么这么这么说的。
And sometimes what this is doesn't necessarily sound like something that we think God would say to us.
但是有时候听到这样的事情，并不觉得这是神会讲的话。
And so God loses credibility, and we begin to wonder in our own minds, can God really speak to people today?
这些经历就使得我们对神的话的可信度降低了。我们就是有时候会觉得，真的是神讲的话吗？
Or is that just something that happens to some of those weird Christians out there?
还是就是那些神经不正常的基督徒想出来的。
I remember a number of years ago, a televangelist in America said God told him he was going to kill him if he didn't raise $10 million.
头几年有一个在电视上布道的人说，他觉得他神跟他讲话说，如果你要是不去募这个10,000块钱，神就会把他杀了。
I've had people tell me that God was telling them to get a divorce and go have an affair with somebody else.
牧师还遇到过有些人说神告诉他们要离婚，离开自己的配偶，去和别的人好。
And as a Christian, I listen to those things and think, I don't think that's consistent with what my God would say to you or to me.
作为一个基督徒，牧师觉得这些所谓神的话并不符合神的本性。
And because of that, oftentimes we pull back and think, I don't really want to get involved in this weird kind of listening to God, because maybe it's one of those strange kind of subjects that we can't really know anything about.
正因为如此，许多人就对听神的话望而却步，觉得自己还是不要陷在这种莫名其妙的事情里面。
I think it gets back to two root problems. Number one, we don't understand how God will speak. And secondly, we don't know how to listen.
造成这种现象有两个根本的原因。第一就是我们不知道神是怎么对我们讲话的。第二 ，I didn't get the second one. What's the second one?
For the rest of this message, I want to share with you some practical ways that we can learn to listen to God and how God speaks to us today.
所以今天要跟大家分享几个非常实用的办法，教大家怎么样去分辨神的声音。
We become familiar with his voice by learning to recognize his voice over time.
我们在多听神的声音，时间久了就能够分辨他的声音。
And here's a great truth, that daily doses of listening to God prepare us for those big moments when we seek His direction about a major decision in
life. 很重要的是你每天都去练习听神的声音，这样时间长了，久而久之，当你遇到重要的大事需要神的指导的时候，你就容易听到他的声音了。
Learning to listen to God on a regular basis in the smaller things in life gives us more patience, awareness, and confidence that we can hear His voice when it comes to those bigger things.
我们在平时的日常生活的点点滴滴当中去锻炼，练习倾听神的声音，这样就可以让我们更有耐心，更有这种技巧，在大事来临的时候可以分辨神的声音。
And I encourage you that it takes work. Don't give up. If you've tried to hear from God and you feel like I haven't received anything, you've got to persevere.
鼓励大家要有毅力，有耐心，持之以恒，不要放弃。
So how can we hear God better? Or to borrow the words from the famous TV commercial, can you hear me now? How do we add more bars to hear God in a clearer way as Christians when we're trying to receive from Him?
那我们怎么样能够更好地听神的声音呢？就像电视广告里经常说的，你听到我了吗？我们怎么样能够使自己像手机一样，我们的接收功率能够变得更大，听得更清楚呢？
Turn to another passage with me. This is in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9.
请大家翻到马可第九章。
Verses 2 to 7.
我们看第二到第七节。
After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him, and he led them up on a high mountain where they were alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. And then a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and a voice came from the cloud, This is my son whom I love. Listen to him.
Do you want me to?
No, you don't have to read the whole thing. I think you're going to understand. Jesus is giving his 3 closest disciples, who he's poured his life into, a glimpse of his glory.
在这里，耶稣给他的三个最亲密的门徒，给他们一点点，让他们能够看到一点点他的荣光的一部分。
His face and his clothes turn white. He starts to shine and glow. And there are visions of Elijah the prophet and Moses, the great leader of Israel, before him.
他在他们面前变了形象，衣服放光，极其洁白，并且能让他们看到以利亚和摩西的形象。
The apostle Peter is so overwhelmed with this experience. He doesn't know what to do, so he starts to talk.
彼得非常的惊讶，不知道说什么，不知道该怎么办，他就开始说话。
I've met many people like that through my life. When in doubt, open your mouth and say something.
牧师遇到很多类似的人，当他们在生活中遇到疑问的时候，他们就张嘴说话。
Peter was known throughout the Bible for sometimes blurting out, you know, ridiculous kind of comments and things that Jesus would rebuke him for.
彼得在整个圣经里面，他都经常说一些不着边的话，引得耶稣有时候会训斥他。
Here it says he was so frightened he didn't know what to say, so he says, "Let's put up 3 tents, one for you, one for Elijah, and one for Moses."
彼得当时是因为又害怕又惊讶，他就说：“哎，那咱们就盖3座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”
And then they hear the voice of God from heaven saying, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him."
当时就听到神的声音说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
What a great message for us today.
这是对我们今天来讲也是一个宝贵的信息。
We need to stop talking in order to listen to God.
要想听神的话，我们自己必须先停止讲话。
Oftentimes when I'm in meetings or having conversations with people, they will be talking and I will be talking and neither one of us are hearing each other because we're talking at the same time.
有时候牧师在跟别人谈话或者开会的时候，经常他也在讲，对方也在讲，结果就谁都不知道对方在讲什么。
And all of a sudden I find out one of us better stop talking because neither one of us is really hearing what the other one's saying.
他意识到有一个人必须先停，这样呢才能听到另外的人讲话。
If we're always talking, how can we listen to God?
如果我们自己经常是这样喋喋不休，怎么才能听到神的话呢？
I think one of the reasons we like to talk more is that we control the relationship. We think we're controlling the relationship with God while we're doing the talking.
牧师想，有的时候人们这样不停地说，可能是觉得这样子以来，他和神的关系当中，他就有一些掌控。
When we listen, we in a sense give up control and say, God, I'm going to let you communicate with me. And even if it's something scary or something that I'm not ready for, I'm going to receive that.
但是当我们自己不说话，光听的时候，我们就把这个掌控的权利交给神。即使他对我们的安排有一些是比较害怕，有一些我们还没有准备好的，但是我们也就能听到了。
Back in the Psalms, there's a verse that says, Be still and know that I am God.
在诗篇里面说到，你们要静默，因为他是神。
In Hebrew, that phrase, be still, literally means to let go of your grip of something, to open up your hand.
在希伯来语，静默的意思就是就是你把手里面抓的东西放开，这样子就是。
When we are still before God, we let go the control of the relationship with God. And we no longer are trying to control him. We let him lead us.
当我们在神的面前静默的时候，我们就放弃了在这个关系中的掌控的地位。我们完全的把这个权力交给神，让他来掌控。
A second way of adding to our ability to hear God is to take time to listen.
还有一点就是你们要花时间好好的听。
Many of you are probably familiar with the story of Mary and Martha.
大家都知道马大和玛利亚的故事。
Jesus goes to a home and these two sisters come to wait on him and host him there in their home.
耶稣到了一户人家，有两个女儿，马大和玛利亚。
And Martha's running around getting all the food ready and cleaning the house and making sure everything looks just right.
马大就是有很多的活要干，他就忙得很。
And Mary is just sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to him.
但是玛利亚就专心坐在耶稣的座位前面，听他的讲道。
And she is the one who he commends for doing what is most important.
玛利亚就是耶稣给我们的榜样。
It's so much easier for many of us to run around and do things for ourselves or even for God. It's much harder sometimes to really take time to slow down and to listen.
对大多数人来说，去做一些事情，为自己或者甚至为神，都是比较容易的，比那些比坐下来听要容易多了。
Another aspect of that is creating silence in your life.
还有一方面就是你要去制造一些安静的机会。
You know, we don't have to work very hard at creating noise in our life, do we?
我们经常有很多的噪音。
If you've got kids in your house, maybe other relatives live with you, you've got cell phones ringing all the time, you've got computers talking to you and GPS systems telling you where to go, you've got TV and radio on all the time, you've got your headphones on with your iPod.
如果家里有孩子，或者家里面有大人，或者你的电脑、电视都在开着，就有很多很多的声音不停地在你耳边聒噪。
So my question is, when do you unplug?
那什么时候你能把这些都拔掉呢？
When do you find silence?
什么时候能找到寂静呢？
Mother Teresa said this about the importance of silence.
特蕾莎修女曾经提到寂静的重要性。
She said, God cannot be found in noise and restlessness.
她说，在噪音和冲动当中，你是找不到神的。
God is the friend of silence.
神是寂静的朋友。
So when we take this time to listen, then how does God actually communicate to us today?
当我们花这个时间去倾听的时候，神又是怎样与我们交流的呢？
I want to share with you four classical ways that he communicates to his people. And this has been consistent throughout church history, throughout Christian history.
纵观人类基督教的历史，神有四个很典型的方式用来与人沟通。
I'm not going to mention voices from clouds or burning bushes.
不包括燃烧的荆棘和云柱、火柱。
Because even though those ways appear in the Bible, it's my experience that that doesn't happen very often to the majority of Christians today.
这些事情虽然是在圣经中有记载，但是在当今的基督徒生活中不很常见。
But these are four ways that you can consistently look to listen to God communicating to you today.
除那些以外，有四个非常经常出现的典型的方式。
The first one is through the Bible.
第一就是通过圣经。
This is not just an ancient history book.
这不是一个古时候留下来的书。
I was an ancient history major in college.
牧师在上大学的时候主修古代史。
And I found ancient history fascinating.
他觉得古代史很有趣。
Most of my friends, and probably most of you, thought it was horribly boring.
他的朋友，也包括我们大多数人，可能都觉得古代史非常的枯燥。
And perhaps that's how you've seen the Bible sometimes.
也许有时你也是这样看待圣经的。
But God said this is a living and active word.
但是神告诉我们，这是他活的话语。
When you read it with ears to listen to what God would teach you, it will speak God's words to your life today.
当你侧耳倾听的时候，神就通过他的话语对你讲话。
I believe in this so strongly that I want to take a couple of minutes in the message here to practice it, and I'm going to ask you to participate with me.
牧师非常相信，所以他就需要大家一起来操练一下。
This is Psalm 23, probably one of the most famous passages in the Bible.
这就是诗篇23，就是全本圣经中也许最有名的一章。
If you can't read it from where you are, I bet it's in your Bible somewhere out there.
如果你看不到屏幕上的字，求求你打开圣经。
I want to ask you for the next 2 minutes to consider what God would be saying to you from Psalm 23.Read it and pray this simple prayer quietly here in your heart. Say, God, what do you have here to tell me from Psalm 23 today?
现在就请大家用几分钟的时间读一下这篇诗篇，并且问神说，神呢，你要对我讲什么话？
So we're going to do something rare in church. We're going to practice silence for 2 minutes while you listen and look.And then I'm actually going to ask a few of you if you'd be willing to share something that God spoke to you from that passage about.
所以今天我们就花2分钟的时间静默，去询问神，倾听神的讲话。我们过后也许会叫几个人来分享他们听到了什么。
Take that time right now.
Okay, I'm going to bring us back together.
我们现在可以抬头。
This is one of the greatest passages of Scripture ever written. It's ministered to millions of people over the last 3,000 years.
在过去的三千年当中，这个诗篇它曾经，教导了成千上万的人。
So certainly, you could probably spend the rest of the afternoon reflecting on this and seeking what God would teach you and what He might say to you.
你也许在下午一下午都可以花在这个诗篇上去。思想神在对你讲的话。
I want us to practice and demonstrate this whole concept of looking at Scripture and allowing God to speak to us about it.
所以今天就大家操练一下，怎么样通过看神的话语来听到神的话。
In my experience, many people read the Bible and they don't see how it can apply to their life today.
很多人看了圣经，也不知道怎么样用在生活当中。
So I'll share mine, and then I'll ask if a couple of you would be so bold as to share what God maybe showed you from this passage.
所以牧师先把自己的经验分享一下，再请别的人来分享。
I love the line where it says, "He refreshes my soul."
牧师喜欢他说他使我的灵魂苏醒。
Especially this week, I have been very rushed and busy and stressed.And I need that refreshment from God that only He can bring to my soul.
特别是这一星期，他的生活非常的紧张、忙碌，他需要神的灵来苏醒，使他的灵苏醒。
And it reminds me that the busier I am, the more I need to be refreshed from God and for Him to refresh my soul.
让他意识到，他越忙乱，他越需要神使他的灵魂苏醒。
Anybody else have something that God spoke to you about?You know, as you read one of those lines of the song, again, it could be something simple like that.
还有人吗？请你来分享一些简单的心得。
Yes. Thank you.That's great. Thank you very much. That's really, really nice. Anybody else have something that God maybe spoke to you about and you had a thought here that came out of a passage from there?
还有吗?
Anybody else bold here?
还有人要讲吗?
I won't force the issue. Thank you, though.
就不强迫大家了，但是谢谢你们。
I want to encourage you. Every day, you can open up God's Word, and He will speak to you through it.
我要想敦促大家，每天你打开神的话，他都会通过他的话向你讲话。
Sometimes you'll read passages that are harder to apply to your life today, like things from the book of Leviticus.
有的时候你读的章节比较难，比如说《利未记》。
But most of the time, when you open up the Word of God and say, "God, teach me today, encourage me, speak a word to my heart that you want me to know," He will do that if you look and listen.
但是很多时候，只要你去耐心的、谦卑的对神说，请神对我讲话，通过你的圣经，神都会对你讲话的。
Here's a tip that's one of the greatest things that's helped me grow to be able to listen to God.
这些就是牧师他学到的一些最有用的一些办法。
If you read the Bible on your own, say you open it up in the morning and you read a passage.
你早上起来打开圣经读一段。
Or you come to church and you hear a great sermon from your pastor.
或者你来到教会听一段讲道。
You go to Bible study and you study a passage.
或者你到查经班去查考一段圣经。
I'd encourage you to take time afterwards to reflect on what you heard and try to apply that to your life.
敦促大家在这些例行公事之后，你自己好好反省一下，刚才读到的那些经节对你的生活有什么帮助。
I found so often that we are hearing one message and running off to hear another message.
经常是你刚听了一个信息，你又去听另外一个信息。
I'm reading a Bible passage and I'm running off to an activity.
他刚刚读了一段圣经，马上又跑出去去忙活了。
And I don't have time to let it sink in and let God apply it into my life today.
这样一来就没有时间来充分体会回味神对你讲的话。
Carve that time out. Maybe read less and listen more.
你要多分出一些时间，宁可少读一点，也要多思考。
Let's look at the other three ways God speaks to us.
另外三个方式。
Secondly, He speaks to our heart through the Holy Spirit.
第二，神通过圣灵对我们的心讲话。
When you're praying, He will oftentimes reassure you of His love for you.
当你祷告的时候，神会向你肯定他对你的爱。
He will convict you of a certain sin that you're involved in that you need to repent of.
他会告诉你你犯下的罪，让你认罪。
He will give you clear direction for a decision you may have to make.
他会给你一个清楚的指示，帮助你做一个决定。
Or he may bring a person or an idea to mind for how you can serve God, somebody you can reach out to, a ministry idea.
或者神会告诉你需要去带领什么人，帮助什么人。
Third way God speaks to us is through other Christians.
第三个神交流的方式就是通过其他的基督徒。
I hope He's speaking to you today through me.
我希望今天神通过我对大家讲话。
But He doesn't just speak through pastors.
但是神不是只通过牧师对大家讲话。
When you gather together in small groups and in Bible studies.
当你们小组聚会查经的时候，
One person can share an insight or an application that can bless or teach or encourage another person.
一个人分享自己的属灵的经历，也可以对别的人有所帮助。
And so when I go to church and when I go to my small groups and my Bible studies, I always pray this prayer, God, use me to speak to someone else and let me hear what you want to say to me through the people that are there.
牧师每次去参加小组活动查经之前，他都对神祷告说，神啊，求你通过我来向别的人讲话，也求你让我听到你的话，通过别人的发言。
Then the last way he communicates with us is through circumstances that he engineers.
最后一个方式就是他会创造一些特定的环境情景来对我们讲话。
Maybe you're seeking a job.Maybe you're seeking a marriage partner, and God will oftentimes close one door so that He can open another door later on.
也许你在寻找工作或者寻找配偶，神通常会给你关上他不需要你去的门，会给你打开他需要你去的门。
I've had people tell me over the years I was so disappointed when I didn't get this job, and I couldn't understand what God was doing.
牧师经常听到有人抱怨说。我太失望了，我想要的工作神没有给我。
Or I was so disappointed that this relationship I was in didn't work out, it ended.
或者我这段和人的一些关系没有搞好，他就失败了。
But now, further down the line, I see that God was shutting this door so that He could open a better door for me.
但是事后他们会发现，神给他们关了一扇门，又开了另一扇门。
Here's the last secret about learning to listen to God I want to share with you today.
现在就说今天的最后一个听神话的秘密。
You take all four of these things, the Bible, the Holy Spirit, other Christians and circumstances.
你把这四样事情都拿出来，圣经啊，圣灵，其他的基督徒，还有特定的神造的环境。
And God will oftentimes speak to us through several of those means, not just through one.
神有时候会同时通过几样途径来对我们和我们交流。
Maybe you read a passage, maybe you have an impression on your heart, maybe you see a circumstance happen to you, and you're not 100% sure if that's God or not.
也许你读了一段经文，心里面有了一些感受，又看到了一些事情。
The clearest way to discern is when all four of these means line up.
最清晰的神的交流就是当所有这四样都向你讲述同样的信息。
When the Bible is giving us instruction, when the Holy Spirit is putting something on our heart, when other Christians are confirming that, and when the circumstances seem to be lining up, then you know for sure that that is God directing you.
当你在圣经里面读到的信息，并且圣灵也在你心里面种下了种子，你又从别的基督徒那里听到了同样的事情，然后又在你身上的事情发生了，也是同样的信息，你就知道说这是神在对你讲话。
It's another passage in the Old Testament where God is crying about just in anguish about His people, the Jews, who's been trying to lead them for years.
在旧约里面有一个诗篇就讲到说，这个带领犹太人这么多年。
He says, "Oh, if my people would but listen to me."
但是他说，只要是我的民听一听我的话就好了。
That's God's heart for us today.
那就是今天神对我们的心意。
Let's pray to Him and ask Him to show us some things we can do from this message to go on and become better listeners of His.
我们现在就对神祷告，求神告诉我们怎么样从今天的讲道学到东西，运用到我们的日常生活当中。
Lord, open our ears that we might better listen to you.
主啊，求你打开我们的耳朵，让我们听得更清楚。
Give us a desire to seek you, to spend time in silence.
让我们有这个意愿，定义去寻求你。
To stop talking and take time to listen, to reflect on the things you might be teaching us.
让我们停下自己说的话，去专心倾听你要说的。
God, we are so good at talking and so poor at listening oftentimes.
我们通常非常急于发表自己的意见，但是非常的不情愿去听你的讲话。
And we sense that just like you said to Peter that day, you might be telling us today, stop talking and listen to Jesus.
就像你当年对彼得说的，也就是你今天对我们说的，不要说话，你们要听他。
I know that for each person here today, there are things you want to tell them about their lives, about your love for them, direction you want to give them in their lives.
我们知道你对今天在座的各位都有你美好的心意，你要告诉他们你多么爱他们，你对他们的计划多么的美好。
So Lord, help us to continue to learn to recognize your voice and to respond to that voice each day.
求你帮助我们辨认你的声音，倾听你的声音，每天每日。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
以耶稣基督的名求。
请大家起立，一起唱一首回应的诗歌。May we stand for him?